Sometimes we think we're great, and we are, in many instances, the most precious thing that we have. But if you think about it, in America, we're an unusual country. You will probably get a pizza delivered quicker than you will get an ambulance. And people should understand this, that in today's gospel, we talk about the rich man and Lazarus. But one of the most important phrases about this is that we should develop habits of making ourselves the most valuable person. Because we are the only ones that take care of our destiny. I had a person once who had a beautiful habit. She would pray for people that she didn't know. And the next day when she met a stranger, she would say, God sent me this person and I prayed for them yesterday. Another friend of mine, whenever he would have trouble on the road, where Christianity is tested often by bad drivers and mistakes, she would say, this is my penance for what I have done wrong so that I can become a better person. And not to lose your own patience so that you would cause a different accident. Why did I give you these two examples? Because in your own life, learn to be creative. Learn to take what appears to be a bad situation and have something good from it. Take yourself a lesson, an opportunity for prayer, an opportunity for penance, an opportunity to say a prayer for the person that has done something bad to you. No one will ever know what you did, but God will know, and you will become a changed person. Sometimes we look at our own life too technically. Oh, nothing happened. But did you change as a person? You avoided an accident. You avoided an argument. Did that change you? There are things in life that are much deeper than we can recognize at first. So that's why as a Christian, we should always be aware. So in your life, what good and creative way of thinking and doing can you apply to your life? Learn to be positive and creative. Never learn to be a victim of your own circumstances, but to take that circumstance and make it a blessing. Jesus was crucified, abandoned by his friends, neglected by society, and thought of as a scoundrel. That's at the end of all his work. But he chose to give blessings from the cross, to turn things into a positive, and to leave us an example of how even in the worst of circumstances, you can add something positive to life. And let me finish with this quotation. When Jesus was about to be crucified, Pilate made a democracy. He gave a choice. He took a vote. Who do you want me to release, Jesus or Barabbas? And the people knew that Barabbas was a very bad criminal. And with one voice, they took a democratic vote and said Barabbas. And it was the wrong choice. But this is what this writer writes. Majority is a legitimate test so long as voting is based on conscience and not propaganda. Truth does not win when numbers alone become decisive. Numbers alone can decide a beauty queen, but not justice. Beauty is a matter of taste, but justice is tasteless. Right is right if nobody is right, and wrong is still wrong if everybody is wrong. Слава Ісусу Христу!